spotted a question online recently, and it was, how do you know when a gooseberry is ripe, when it's ready to pick? Because they actually do look pretty much the same when they're unripe as to now. When they're soft and squishy, they feel kind of gelatinous on the inside, and they're ready to be taken home to be made into pies and preserves and all of that. And that's really all it comes down to, how squishy they are. If they feel rock hard, leave them on the plant to ripen a little bit and just pick the ones that feel really squishy. Now, I was thinking about things and I realized that I grow a lot of different berries on my allotment. So what I'd like to do is introduce you to not only the gooseberries, but the 8 other berries that I grow here. And I guarantee you that there's going to be at least one that you've never heard of before. These really should be netted, and I should have learned my lesson, because last year they were completely stripped by birds, because birds love them almost as much as I do. These are black currants, and they're a small blackberry that are sweet yet tart. So again, they're going to be paired with sugar in a lot of prepared foods. So there's going to be lots of jams and jellies and even wine featuring black currants. And they're delicious. And my favorite recipe is actually to use black currants as the base of a liqueur. Now, if you fill up a jar with black currants, at least half full, throw in some sugar, and then throw in some rum and let it infuse for a while, it creates the most delicious and dangerous liqueur, because you can't really taste the alcohol in it. A friend of mine gave me the recipe years ago, and it is a winner for sure. And if you're interested in making it, learning a little bit more about the method, head over to lovelygreens.com and I'll leave the link down in the video description. Black currants and all their relatives can easily be propagated by cuttings. And sometimes it's accidental. And in this case, it was accidental. I cut off a piece of branch and I was using it as a plant marker for a string. And I thought it was dead, but it actually started growing. And this is a new plant. It was as easy as that, just sticking it right into the soil. So keep that in mind if you want to get any of these plants that I'm introducing you to, because they easily propagate. If you've got a friend with one, you can have one too. This next berry is relatively uncommon even here, and it's called a jostaberry. And what it is a hybrid. So it is a cross between the gooseberry and black currants. So it has a little bit of each. It's a bit bigger than a black currant, but also sweeter than a gooseberry. And I absolutely love these guys. And if you can bear to leave them on the plant, or if the birds don't get them, when they get really dark and big, they get really sweet and delicious. I have 2 jostaberry bushes, and both of them are suffering from this year. And it is a disease specific to this hybrid. It's called the jostaberry leaf netting disease. It doesn't affect gooseberries. It doesn't affect black currants, as far as I'm aware. And there's not a whole lot about this online. They don't quite know too much about it, apparently. So if you have any information, please let me know, because I'm not quite sure whether to just let them go or to remove these leaves and take them off and burn them, which is what I suspect. But it could be relatively harmless. Who knows? They're still producing berries though, so that's the good news. Loads of new shoots are coming out on my thornless blackberries. You've heard me rattle on about these before, and I've even shown you how to make a trellis for them, but thornless blackberries are pretty much my favorite berry. They're not quite ripe yet, but it looks like it's gonna be a really good harvest. Now, the main difference between thornless blackberries and brambles, so the wild ones, is that these don't have any thorns, which is amazing because you don't get pricked while you're picking them. These also will grow easily along a trellis. There's a couple of different types of thornless blackberries. Mine will actually be trained really well. Other ones, I think, are a little bit more upright, but these make a really nice boundary fence, and they really are the most delicious blackberries that you'll ever taste. Sweet and juicy and perfect for eating fresh, putting in smoothies, or making into blackberry jam. Thornless blackberries grow on second year wood, which means that these berries are growing on canes that grew last year. So all of these new guys that are starting to grow, so this one over here, for example, I need to keep an eye on them, pick the best ones out, and keep them trained into the trellis, because they're the ones that are going to give me fruit next year. The birds have had their way with the red currants as well. Again, these are related to the black currants, they're related to the gooseberries, they're related to the jostaberries, and they're also a tart and sweet berry, and they make an excellent preserve. Red currant jam, I've got a recipe for that as well over on lovelygreens.com. It's really easy, you don't even need any kind of pectin or anything like that. And it's one of those preserves that you can use in both sweet and savory dishes. Although most of the red currants that are along the sides, at least the ripe ones, are AWOL, if you look inside, you'll see plenty that aren't. And this is probably because pigeons are not spotting them from above. You know how I said that the thornless blackberries were my favorite berry? It actually might be strawberries. On second thought, yeah, it must be strawberries. I've been meaning to make jam, but I just keep picking them and eating them. We've got some in the fridge at home, and we've been putting them into smoothies as well, and oatmeal and everything. They're just so yummy. But I've got quite a few still on, and I've got a special variety up here at the top, and these are Mara de Bois. And you'll know from a previous video that I planted these up last year. They're smaller than other strawberries, but what makes them really special is that they're day neutral. And that means that you'll see that there's flowers still on them, and they'll continuously put out fruit all summer long. As long as the conditions are right, I'll have some strawberries in this bed. Beside the Mara de Bois, I have a few other varieties. So first off, I've just got two plants of these honois or honeyois, and they were a spontaneous purchase, and they've put out a few red berries this year. And then beyond them, so further on that row, those are El Santas. And then over here, I have a full row of little baby mulling centenaries, and you can just make them out through the straw. These guys will come into their own, I think, next year and the year after. Deep in this jungle of green leaves, there is another fruit, another berry, that is actually a type of strawberry as well, but a very unique one. And these are pine berries. Pine berries are white strawberries, and this entire row is about 3 years old, and it has so many berries in here, you just wouldn't believe it. And they're a lot smaller than other strawberries, and they don't really keep as well either, so you've got to pick them quickly and you've got to use them quickly once you have them home. But the flavor is quite unique. It's called a pine berry because some people think that it tastes like a combination of pineapple and strawberry. Now for me, I think it maybe just tastes like a slightly more citrusy
strawberry, so it's got a little bit more zing to it. And when I use these, I often combine red strawberries with these guys just to kind of offset that flavor, to sweeten it up a bit, and also because they look really nice when they're combined.
It's hard to believe, but all of these plants began with just six plants that a friend gifted me something like 6 or 7 years ago. And these are not actually the original plants. I replace my strawberries and the pine berries every 3 years. And the way I tend to do that is through these guys. This is a runner, and wherever it touches the ground, a new strawberry or pineberry plant will form. And as you can see, there's loads of them coming off the pineberries at the moment. So I have no need to worry about having any more plants in the future. Just need to let these grow and then transplant them.
There are two main varieties of raspberries. There's the summer fruiting and then you have the autumn fruiting. And I grow the autumn fruiting here. But that doesn't mean that I'm not getting any berries right now. My main harvest is mainly in August and September, but I've spotted quite a few little berries dotted throughout the lower levels of these canes. And that happens every year. It's kind of the precursor, the taster of the harvest ahead. Now I've got two different colors here as well. So over here, these are a yellow type of raspberry and they're called autumn gold. And then back behind me, I have a more traditional red variety. And together, when they are on a plate or in a dish, they look and taste incredible.
I don't tend to have that many issues with birds getting the berries, so I don't have them netted, but I do have them supported. What do you think of my support system? It's really just some posts, and then they're connected with bamboo canes, and I've just tied them in using baling twine. And it seems to be holding them up really, really well. I think it looks all right as well. What do you think? Let me know as a comment down below.
Every single one of these blueberry bushes that I have growing along the side here is a rescue plant, just either abandoned on another plot or given to me by friends who've basically given up on them. But they really, really love the acidic soil, or slightly acidic soil over here. And last year was a bumper harvest. And it looks like this year is going to be much the same if I get these netted in time, because the pheasants do love these blueberries. And they're really starting to get to the point where they're going to be very tempting for any bird that walks past. So that's one of my tasks, I would say, for the next week, is to get a structure up and over this entire patch and make sure that these blueberries are well protected.
I just wanted to get a little bit closer in to show you how covered my blueberry bushes are with blueberries. Just look at them. I know that some people find it a challenge to grow blueberries, and if your soil pH isn't right, you can grow them in containers. So in that case, you can get acidic soil and keep them well watered, put them in the right condition, and I know that a lot of people have had success in growing blueberries that way.
In just a few minutes, we've picked all of these. It's a pretty good haul. But as you saw, there are loads of berries that need picking. So I need to come up here on a quiet morning and get to work on the netting as well, because I want to come back in about a month's time and pick those blueberries in particular. Now, my question for you is, did you know all of the berries that I introduced to you? Was there at least one that you didn't know? Was I right? If so, leave me a comment below and let me know which one or ones were new to you. Or if you knew all of them, let me know that as well. Now, I'll be back in a week with another video, and in that one, it's going to be a little bit of a fun and special announcement. And I look forward to telling you a little bit more about that later. But
In any case, thank you so much for watching this video, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.